This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The Philippines has been classified as one of the places most at risk from the effects of global warming. The BBC's Fergus Nicol reports on what that means to people who live there.
When a super typhoon hit the Philippines 2 years ago, the world's attention was focused on the crisis. 6,300 people were killed and more than a million homes were damaged by the storm, known locally as Yolanda. But since then, a number of deadly typhoons have battered the archipelago. Flaviano Hilario is from the National Weather Bureau, PAGASA.
People are asking whether Typhoon Yolanda is already a manifestation of climate change. And we can see that based on historical records, the wind speed recorded by Yolanda, this is actually the strongest so far to affect the Philippines.
Dr. Jane Rovins runs a disaster risk consultancy. She says the world's media tends to concentrate on the big disasters, but in the Philippines, there are long-term problems.
What we miss are these yearly events that can be just as devastating to a small community, because if you have a Category 1 storm come through and it brings a lot of rain, it can be just as damaging as a fast-moving Category 5. If you get hit over and over and over in a very short period of time, the impacts are just monumental.
So how are people coping? I visited farms in Nueva Ecija, an area north of the capital hit badly by the last typhoon in October. Rice farmers there lost two-thirds of their crop as well as their livestock. One farmer I met, Antonio Pablo, was trying to harvest what he could from a field that just a few weeks before was inundated with water.
This is my farmland, about 400 square meters of land. I used to harvest 25 sacks of rice here every harvest time, but I'm afraid that I won't be able to harvest 10 sacks of rice now. I was hoping that at least I can harvest something my family and I can cook and eat. Having something to cook for our food is better than nothing.
The head of the Philippines Red Cross, Richard Gordon, says the government in Manila just isn't acting quickly enough. He compared the situation with the United States before the establishment of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA.
That was the BBC's Fergus Nicol.